This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser!
Ready to beat Migs. I know Kevin on I-5 is. Kevin, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Kevin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
In the traditional rhyme, how many mice were blind?
3.
Correct. Sumo wrestling is the national sport of what country?
Japan.
Yes. Who sings the NBC Sunday Night Football opener?
Carrie Underwood.
Correct. Finish this candy slogan. There's no wrong way to eat a what?
Kit Kat bar?
No.
Butterfinger?
No.
Twix?
No. What animated cartoon franchise is Jack Black the lead voice of?
I'll pass.
What is the real first name of Weird Al Yankovic?
John.
No.
Pass.
How many inches are in 6 feet?
72.
Correct. What's the name of the river that runs through Egypt?
The Nile.
Yes. Disney released Disney Plus in what late 2010s year?
2018?
No.
17?
No.
19?
Correct. Which sea creature has 3 hearts?
Octopus.
Yes. Kevin, you got 7 correct.
I love it when it rhymes.
You really do. You love a good rhyme. What do you think?
I do too.
What do you think, Taryn?
I'm putting all my money on Kevin.
All right. You know, I got a good feeling too. And I got a feeling that Steve won't get a perfect 10 like he didn't last time. So,
what the hell were you guys doing on Instagram earlier?
Oh my God. That was supposed to stay on Instagram, okay? That wasn't supposed to be the airwaves.
I'm in the other room, and I'm just playing around on Instagram while I'm waiting for you guys to finish the game. And then I hear you singing.
You don't know this?
Please tell me you know it, Steve.
Because you know I'd walk a thousand.
I know I don't ever want to hear that again.
You don't
just see.
Don't do it. I'm ready to play the game. I'm ready to play the game.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah!
You have to learn that song if you don't know it, sir. In the traditional rhyme, how many mice were blind?
3.
Correct. Sumo wrestling is the national sport of what country?
Japan.
Yes. Who sings the NBC Sunday Night Football opener?
Carrie Underwood?
Yeah, it is. Nice. Finish this candy slogan. There's no wrong way to eat a what?
Nut?
No. I mean...
Snickers?
No.
Kit Kat?
No.
Twix?
No. What animated cartoon franchise is Jack Black the lead voice of?
What animated franchise? What? Excuse me?
Yeah.
What was the question?
What animated cartoon franchise is Jack Black the lead voice of?
Bluey.
No.
Peppa Pig.
No.
Barney.
No. What is the real first name of Weird Al Yankovic?
Al.
No.
Alan?
No.
Albert?
No. How many inches are in 6 feet?
72.
Yes. What's the name of the river that runs through Egypt?
Is that the Kwai?
No.
The Nile?
Correct.
The Nile, not the Nile.
Disney released Disney Plus in what late 2010s year?
2019.
Denial. Yes.
Ooh.
Woo. Steve. You got 6 correct, which is close, but not close enough. 7-6. Ah. Congratulations, Kevin.
Thank you.
Woohoo!
I see a text. My money's on Kevin. That was a good performance.
That was pretty good. There's no wrong way to eat a
Reese's?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And what?
I bet Taryn eats it weird.
Yeah. I actually don't even really like Reese's, so I don't know. I think I'd probably eat them normal.
Okay, that's weird.
I just don't eat them a lot.
I do not like Reese's peanut butter cups.
But I did almost give Sarah a heart attack the way I bit that Kit Kat. Remember?
Oh, yeah. She doesn't break it off.
It's like a savage. Yeah.
I hate it. Why did this confuse you so much? What animated cartoon franchise is Jack Black believe?
Because I don't know the answer. That's why I was confused.
Oh, Danny?
Kung Fu Panda.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
You did know it.
Yep.
What is the real first name of Weird Al Yankovic? This is perfect for him.
Is it Alfred?
It is Alfred. Right? I was like, it would be a weird name.
Yeah.
And then one you didn't get to, which
every listener named Alfred right now is flipping you off.
I mean, it's a weird name. It's a pasta sauce.
How many Alfreds do you think listen to this program?
Alfredo.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Alfred Pasta, Sarah.
Unless there's a brand called Alfred's Pasta.
I don't think there is.
Okay, well, every time I think of Alfred, I think of the pasta, which is delicious, so... What sea creature has 3 hearts?
Which sea creature? I'm going to go with octopus.
Yes.
Yep.
You would have tied if you got to it, but too late. Congrats on losing, Steve.
In doing a quick Google search, there's no brand called Alfred's Pasta Sauce.
There's a missed opportunity right there.
Alfred's Alfredo? Yeah.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Showwear Center. We've got Godsmack, we've got Hailstorm, and we've got tickets available at KISW.com. Last week, we talked to a Metallica fan named Anne. She is that awesome mom that went viral because her 10-year-old son, Russell, ended up on stage with the band and was even seated on Lars's floor tom while they performed in Chicago. Well, they flew into Seattle for the shows, and we told them to come find us.
And they did.
And they did. We finally got to chat with Anne and Russell, and you're going to hear from them after Soundgarden.
The Daily Migs Show.
While we were at the Metallica show on Friday last week, we got to meet up with our new friend, Anne, and finally got to meet her totally awesome son, Russell, who is 10 years old.
10 years old. He's an ultimate rocker.
He went viral for being pulled up on stage by Lars from Metallica and sat on his floor tom while the band played The Unforgiven.
Unbelievable. And we were able to catch up with both of them. And we talked to Anne last week, but we didn't have a chance to talk with Russell, and he gave us his scoop, and here's our chat with them.
We found Anne and Russell, and yes. If anyone missed it, we talked to them last week about when Anne lost Russell at a Metallica concert and then found him sitting on Lars's drum kit during the middle of the show.
Russell, how awesome was that experience?
Awesome, very awesome.
Okay, I have a fun story to share with you guys. I don't know how big of a fan you are of certain bands. Are you guys fans of the band Faith No More by chance?
I am. I don't know if he knows them.
I don't really know who they are.
Okay, so earlier I ran into you guys and I was talking to a guy and I was like, oh, I'll talk to you in a little bit. That guy is the drummer of Faith No More.
I thought he looked familiar.
Right. And so I was like, oh my gosh. So then when you guys walked away, I was like, oh, I don't know if you know this story, but that kid over there was Russell. A couple of days ago, he was at the Metallica show and he ended up on the floor, Tom. I'm not kidding. He goes, oh, I saw that video. That was him? So the drummer of Faith No More knows who's a little starstruck to meet you.
That's cool.
Russell, since we didn't have a chance to talk to you on the air, I have $1 million question. What was going on in your mind when you're sitting on the floor, Tom? Were you watching the crowd? Were you just watching Lars? I mean, if you can remember, I'm sure it was just the most surreal experience of your life and maybe even overwhelming, but what were some of the thoughts going on in your head when you were on stage with Metallica as they're playing Unforgiven?
It was like, I don't think, don't breathe, don't move, don't do anything. And like, because if you move 1 inch, it was crazy because Lars was right there. It felt really nice to be up there too because it was colder and not as warm with all the sweat and everything. And it was awesome. Like, I saw, like, James over there, and then I saw Robert, like, a little bit, and then I saw Kirk somewhere. I don't know. He's off in his own world. And then mostly, I actually saw, like, some of the crowd, but, yeah.
How did it feel?
It felt nice.
Would you like to one day be doing that yourself?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, I bet.
So, Russell, your mom told us that you play guitar, you're pretty good at it, and you play with kids that are a bit older than you. Do you have, like, a band that you're in? Can we, like, keep our eyes on you and watch you grow up and, like, keep rocking out?
I really want to see if I can get one, but I don't have one, unfortunately.
Yeah. He has a band at School of Rock that's, like, through the school.
Oh, I love those.
But he wants, like, he's looking for his people.
You've seen so many Metallica shows on this tour. What have been some of your favorite memories of these shows?
The favorite...
Besides you being on stage with Lars.
Okay, James Hetfield handing me his pick, what was awesome. And then I like...
Rob's bass?
Rob's bass. Rob's bass was the most fun part, too.
Amazing.
And then Kirk also smiled at me one time at Los Angeles.
Kirk's awesome.
Yeah, Kirk's funny. Yeah.
Hey, Russell, I have a question. Do you have any idea how cool your mom is?
Very.
Yes, that's the right answer, Russ. Our audience, our listeners, after we talked to you, they fell in love with both of you and just had nothing but love and just felt great hearing your story.
Thank you.
We love you guys. Thank you.
And for those that don't know the full backstory, because Ann shared it with us last week, and you can check that out on the Daily Migs Daily Podcast on the Odyssey app, but she said that her husband recently passed away, and she sold his car and used that money so that she can go and travel the entire country and go see all these Metallica shows with her son because he loves Metallica so much, and she's getting all the Snake Pit tickets. Mm-hmm. So she's super close and has been sharing these stories on her Instagram, which have been pretty amazing. And I was like, this is the making of a movie.
Totally.
Or at least a documentary. And sure as that, I didn't realize this, but I saw it on her page. Apparently Metallica is making a documentary called Nothing Else Matters. It's a film about their fans, by fans, for fans. And it's coming out later this year. And they're following a certain number of fans. I don't know how many, but one of the subjects of this will be Russell and his mom, Anne. And I was like, that's awesome. But I feel like that story, it just feels like the plot to like a real feel-good movie. Like you're dealing with so much heartbreak, and she found a way to be able to keep her kid happy during those times and keep her happy. Like we spent some time in the Snake Pit, Danny and I, during Pantera's set, and it was so much fun watching Russell rock out.
Oh, they're
so
the
much
most,
fun.
Most positive, fun-loving rockers I've ever met, and what a treat to get to chat with them.
And she shared something on her Instagram, and it really hit me. It was like a gut punch because it was just so, she said apparently when they're during the concert, it's so loud, he uses her notes app on her cell phone to write notes like, hey, I have to go to the bathroom, or hey, I'm getting hungry, or hey, blah, blah, blah. And apparently just recently, I don't know if it was the Seattle show or was the one right, I think it was the Seattle show, he grabbed her phone to write and just said, I love you, Mom. And I was like, oh, man.
I'm going to start crying, Steve.
What an awesome kid.
So
and
awesome.
An awesome mom. During some tough times, they found something that could bring them together closer and have an incredible bond together as well. A lifetime of memories
so
just
special.
From this trip.
Well, there was a memorable incident that happened last night at a Green Day concert. It was a bit of a scare where security had to pull the band off the stage in the middle of a song. And some fans were obviously not happy about this. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Green Day's concert in Detroit yesterday was stopped due to a drone. The band had to be abruptly pulled off of stage due to the presence of an unauthorized drone that was near the stage. And here is the audio from that moment.
Motivation.
The fans have no idea if they're just supposed to keep singing.
Now you sing it.
Right. Because, I mean, if you watch the video, they're just getting, like, whisked right off.
So that...
I love this part right here with this guy.
Okay. What the hell is happening right now?
They took a 10-minute break.
10 minutes. And they put up, like, a sign, like, on their video screen on the stage. It just said, like, we're taking a pause or something. It didn't say there was a drone or any kind of security notice. It just said we're pausing.
And they did get to come back. They did get to finish the song. And then the band later apologized on social media, saying that security had to handle that situation the way they did for safety reasons, obviously.
And I guess after one of their songs, Billy Joe, I couldn't find the audio, but he basically just said, ain't no mother effer that's going to stop us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, except for a drone for 10 minutes.
Yeah. So many loved the show regardless of this going down, but some... we're not so pleased. So, of course, we're going to have to go straight to the comments.
Found a few comments, and some people are very passionate about the fact that they took a break because of this drone. But, you know, it is a little bit scary when you think about it. You don't know what this drone is about to do. It wasn't that there's reasons why they don't let drones just show up in open-air concerts or baseball games or football games, anything along those lines. But we sent some of these comments to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, reenact them however you want, just to point out how over-the-top and silly people get on social media. You ready for the first comment?
Of course.
Band ran away over some bull, left their fans hanging.
What the? I mean, they don't have options. That's the only option, is to make sure everybody's safe.
I did see, though, a few comments, and I mean, people get worked up. And I mean, look, at the end of the day, everybody's fine. The band got to play again. I think nobody's complaining about that part. But there is part of me, it's like, if there was any kind of security or like any kind of like a fear of something bad happening, should you let the fans know as well? I have no idea. Or would that just cause chaos? I have no, I don't know. I thankfully, I'm never in a position where I have to make those decisions.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be in that position either.
No, because what if like you decide like, hey, everybody get out, and then somebody gets trampled, and God forbid something bad happens, and then it was just because of some nitwit that decided, hey, I'm going to fly a drone in the middle of a Green Day concert. I bet the footage was cool, though.
Oh, yeah.
You just leave the crowd with no explanation. F*** them. We're safe. How punk of you.
What the f***? So punk.
Billy Joe should go back to drinking and respond to all these people on social media.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? F*** happens. Phenomenal show tonight. Super fun.
Right, so somebody didn't mind.
Yeah.
Like I said, they got to play. What are they doing? All of American Idiot and all of Dookie.
Yes, sir. Something like 37 songs.
Maybe it was good to have a little bit of a break.
Yeah, you need an intermission.
Like a little bit of an intermission. Maybe this should be part of the set from now on. Have like the drone break.
Yeah.
All right, we have one more comment.
Oh, boy. More fun with song titles and lyrics. Okay, here we
go. I don't know why Jason hates these. I always love the song puns.
Same.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Oh, wait. What do you think it is? What kind
of
pun?
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about drones? I don't know.
Danny, what are you thinking?
Oh, look at all these American idiots.
That's a good one. Sarah?
You're just a basket case?
All right. Let's find out.
Timed out perfect. I had to take a... Dookie! So I ended up not missing any of the show. Ha 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 ha. Stop it.
No, don't stop it.
I love a dad joke.
That's good.
That's actually pretty great. What if you did have to go to the bathroom? You're like, well, I got a couple minutes.
Perfect. I hate trying to time the bathroom break. So the fact that they did it for everyone, that's a nice touch.
And I also hope that this break happened while they were still serving.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because what if they cut things off and then you're just like, well, you got to be freaking kidding me. Which album are they doing first? Are they doing Dookie or are they doing American Idiot? Or does it matter? I don't even know.
I think it's Dookie first. Okay. But I haven't looked up the set list, but I would imagine it would probably be Dookie first and then end with American Idiot.
Oh, so then they had plenty of time to get booze.
Yeah.
Because they were performing a Dookie song. Oh, a song from Dookie.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
We'll never forget the breakdancer, Reagan, from the Olympics, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, she just issued an apology. And we're going to tell you what's trending after Radiohead.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that for many of you, you are just waking up and trying to keep up on what is going on with pop culture. That can be a very tough task. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's
Rachel Gunn, otherwise known as Ray Gunn, has issued a public apology in her very first interview since the Paris Olympics breakdancing controversy.
Oh, because yeah, she did that Instagram post, but she really, like, she just kind of said, hey, leave me and my family alone, please.
Oh, absolutely.
Which I don't blame her for that.
She immediately made headlines, and now she is addressing the fallout.
It is really sad to hear those criticisms, and I am very sorry for, you know, the backlash that the community has experienced, but I can't control how people react.
And then she was asked if she will be competing in breakdancing in the future, and that is what we hear next.
Do you think there's any more breaking in your future?
I don't think I'll be competing for a while. Not really wanting to be in the spotlight, breaking, competing. You know, it's been nice. Like, it's been a bit of a process to try and start dancing again. Like, that's actually been tough.
I get, like, how hard that was for her. I'm not going to, like, you know, people were goofing on her a lot. And that's got to be tough on your mental state, especially if maybe, like, you're not that thick-skinned of a person. But I wish she did have thick skin and just fully embraced it.
Yes.
And went on tour.
Oh, yeah.
And did, like, a breakdancing performance thing. Because I feel like if you could have some fun with it and maybe poke fun of yourself, you'll be making a killing financially.
Oh, absolutely.
If not that, do you think so? Dancing with the Stars? I got to imagine... How is she not on that show? They got the pommel horse guy.
Yeah.
Do you think they reached out to her and she was just like, yeah, no, I don't want to do it?
Yeah, probably. Because there's no way, because she was like the most viral thing during the Olympics. There's no way they probably didn't ask her. Because I think they have a few Olympians on.
They do.
They have the Clark Kent guy, the Steven guy that did the pommel horse. So, like, he's on there. How do you not hit her up? They had to have hit her up.
I would, and if she came here, I would totally go see her.
Totally.
Yeah, the price is right, of course. Like, you know, $30 or less.
Hey, usually you only go if it's free, so that's actually pretty good for you.
I would love to see her in person.
I would invest.
Yeah, sell like, the I wonder if they're going to sell that at the Spirit Halloween store. If they're
gonna have outfit?
Yeah, or something close to it. You got to imagine they're going to do that, right? Oh, yeah.
We're going to see some ray guns at Halloween.
Yeah, I hope she gets to the point where it's, okay, it stopped hurting her and started to become a little bit more fun. And she could, like, kind of embrace the awkwardness of what happened. Because I think she would be making a killing financially.
It'd be wise.
But not everyone thinks like us now, do they? Oh, so Brian May, or is it Sir Brian May?
Sir Brian May.
How did you become a sir? I just start saying I'm Sir Steve Miggs?
No, you have to get knighted by the Queen. King.
Oh, okay. Something. Is that how he got it? Because he's in Queen? So, like, one of the members of Queen knighted him and he found a workaround?
Yes, Freddie Mercury.
What about Epic Queen, the tribute band that's around here? I could have Kyle. He could knight me.
Absolutely.
And that could be Sir Steve Miggs.
That sounds great.
Well, anyways, apparently he suffered a minor stroke. A little bit of a scare there. Thankfully, he's okay. But he did temporarily lose the use of his left arm. And people are like, well, you need that arm to be the great guitarist that you are. But he did address that in an Instagram post. And here he is talking about it.
I'm here to bring you, first of all, some good news, I think. Good news is that I can play guitar after the events of the last few days. And I say this because it was in some doubt, because that little health hiccup that I mentioned happened about a week ago. What they called it was a minor stroke. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, I didn't have any control over this arm. So it's a little scary, I have to say. I had the most fantastic care and attention from Frimley Hospital where I went.
I do still believe that he has the greatest head of hair in all of rock and roll ever.
It seems so fake. Doesn't it? It looks like it's like from a doll, like the way how perfectly curly it is and just like how big and poofy it is. But you're right. And then when it went gray.
Oh, yeah. And then he kept the same style.
He looks like he should be like a wizard in Lord of the Rings or something like that.
He's also the smartest rocker probably ever in the world.
Smarter than Dexter from Offspring?
He's an astrophysicist.
Well, and what is Dexter?
Wow. He's got a couple PhDs,
biochemist,
I think. Yeah?
I believe, yeah.
I have no idea which one's smarter, but they're both definitely smarter than the four of us in this room.
Put together, yes.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, we are looking for somebody who can beat Steve. Somebody did it at 750.
Thanks for reminding me.
Mm-hmm. He's got a record of 247 wins, 73 losses, and 41 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.